Set the recording.
Mr. Thacker, I make a motion we come out of executive session.
One second, I got everything going. Can I get a motion, Mr. Leeds, to come out of executive session?
I make that motion.
Thank you, sir.
Come out of executive session.
A second.
Second, Craig.
And then can I get you guys to vote on that?
Aye, Peter Leeds.
Aye, Craig Collier.
Aye, Mark Timpana.
Thanks, guys, appreciate it. We're now in public session. It is 11:09 a.m. I am going to call the ledger. Mr. Bosch, this is Sean Thacker with the State of Arizona Board of Technical Registration calling you back. We have gone into public session at this time, and we're about to read off the allegations, get a vote, and unfortunately, you can't spoke unless spoken to, so we're going to move ahead. Are you okay with that?
That's fine. I'll put myself on mute. Thank you for inviting me in.
No problem, sir. Okay. All right, gentlemen. Can I get a motion to substantiate or dismiss the alleged violation that respondent may have failed to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standards of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors and possible violation of ARS 32-128C4 as it relates to R4 330101 for the following? Respondent failed to report on evidence of a water damage originating from both upstairs bathroom and roof. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type and condition of the foundation as required in SOP 4.1. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type of condition of the floors as required in SOP 4.1. Respondent failed to correctly observe and report on all wall claddings as required, SOP 5.1. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the drainage system as required, SOP 6.1. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type of roof covering as required, 6.2. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the flashing, penetration, skylight, and chimneys as required, SOP 6.1. Respondent failed to report on the method used to observe the roof as required, SOP 6.2. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the water piping supports and pipe insulation as required, SOP 7.1. Respondent failed to describe the condition of the automatic safety controls as required, SOP 9.1. Respondent failed to observe the type of the solid heating device as required, SOP 9.1. These deficiencies are in possible violation of ARS 32-128C4 as it relates to R4 3301. Do I have a motion to dismiss or substantiate, guys?
Craig Collier, I have a motion to substantiate the allegations as read by Mr. Thacker.
All right. Do I have a second?
Mr. Chairman, Peter Leeds will second that motion for discussion.
Thank you, sir. Discussion, it's on the table.
Mr. Chairman, item number 14, we actually pulled out. That was the automatic safety controls.
We did?
Yes.
Yes, page 16.
I have not in report. Respondent failed to describe the condition of the automatic safety controls as required in SOP 9.1. Are we on the correct one?
Yes, we automatic safety controls at the water heater. He addressed the TMP and he put that in as functional conditions, and so we decided to accept that.
Okay, so if we're going to remove that, can you guys just all agree with that? Can I get
Mr. Thacker? You just said 9.1. That's actually on the heat source. So are you on number? Our old number 14 is what we're talking about.
Right.
Correct. Water heater automatic safety controls.
You number just said,
yeah. And it's 7.1, number 14.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's not correct. So is it water piping we're talking about?
No. Can you see on your green screen number 14?
Hot water tank.
Water heater automatic safety controls. SOP 7.1. It was originally number 14 on your green sheet.
And it's been covered. It was covered in the report.
Okay. I didn't read that one then.
No, you did.
Because I have it blacked out.
It would have been the third reading.
Let me just read it again for the record, guys.
Wait.
Just to be clarified, because I'm lost, because I can't read something that I can't see, so I think I'm not getting it. One more time. We have the motion on the floor for this. Respondent failed to report on the evidence of water damage originated from both upstairs bathrooms and the roof. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type and condition of the foundation as required, SOP 4.1. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type and condition of the floors as required, SOP 4.1. Respondent failed to correctly observe and report on the wall cladding as required, SOP 5.1. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the drainage system as required, SOP 6.1. Respondent failed to observe and report on the type of roof coverings as required, SOP 6.2. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the flashing penetration skylights and chimneys as required, 6.1. Respondent failed to report on the method used to observe the roof as required, SOP 6.2. Respondent failed to observe and report on the condition of the water piping supports and pipe insulation as required, SOP 7.1. And then respondent failed to describe the condition of the automatic safety controls as required in SOP 9.1. And then respondent failed to observe the type of solid fuel heating devices as required, SOP 9.1. Which one did I miss, guys? Where is it?
Not my fault. You got them right.
That's correct.
Okay.
That one is perfect.
Thanks, guys.
That reading was perfect.
All right. So we're all good. All right. So discussion, guys. We're in discussion. It's on the floor.
I'll start off. Peter leads. Most of the items, the additional items, are simply lack of understanding of our standards, what we require, not knowing that we do require them to directly address these issues. And my weighting on something like that is not very high. But when we get into the allegations, the original allegations, I think it's pretty clear in the pictures that we see that there were previous patches on the ceilings. We do consider drywall ceilings and drywall walls to be items that need to be addressed for their condition. Patches on walls and ceilings is definitely an adverse condition that should be addressed, and with a recommendation to either correct, monitor, or have someone else evaluate to see what these things are. It's specifically the one in the upstairs where the ceiling was wet and the gentleman stuck his finger through the ceiling and it turns out to be a roof leak. When you don't address the roof coverings and all the related items in the report on those, that becomes a very serious condition, in my opinion. Peter out.
Peter, I'd have to agree with you, as well as Craig Collier speaking. I just want to, you know, kind of reflect what you're saying, but also add in that, you know, patching in a wall that is non-professional in manner indicates non-professional repairs on something that is in the standards there. So that is certainly something that I would make a recommendation to, and think it that would meet the standards.
Yep, Mark. This is Mark. I agree with both, and the roof not being mentioned is still something that puzzles me.
I know that our respondent wasn't here today, but I would strongly recommend that he take some time and go through his reporting systems to make sure that something like an entire system such as a roof is not just excluded from his future reports, so that we can have some information on that as required.
Yeah, I agree.
So, Mark, any further input on this?
No, I mean, we went over step by step. I agree with everything. I'm pretty satisfied with the way.
Just want to make sure. Collier, anything else?
Nope. Like I said, I think that some clarification. I'm so happy that the accuser was present and that he could get some better understanding of what the standards require and have his questions answered here. And certainly it is something that I think that more homeowners should hopefully understand prior to when you go into a work agreement such as this. And so the fact that some of the stuff is not clear on the pre-inspection agreement here certainly plays into maybe some of his confusion.
Leeds, any final thoughts?
I'm very disappointed in this home inspection report. Very disappointed in all the little items that he missed. I'm mostly disappointed in the items that are water related that he missed, and the fireplace that we know now is on the property and was not addressed at all either, including the chimneys, flues, dampers, surrounds. My last comment statement would simply be that I'm very disappointed.
Thank you, sir. So, right now, what we have is a motion to substantiate. Can I get a vote?
Peter Leeds votes yes to substantiate the motion.
Thank you, sir. Collier?
Yes, substantiate.
Mark?
Yes, substantiate.
And severity?
If I may, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm going to give it a 4. As we know, when home inspectors come in front of these enforcement advisory committee meetings, we rarely see anything as egregious as what we see on this inspection report. A number 4 simply states that a system or component description or observation error or omission with a parameter of the type and condition of the system or component was not addressed or was incorrectly addressed, resulting in a severe financial burden or life safety hazard, or B, no recommendation to correct, monitor, or evaluate an adverse system or condition was given, resulting in severe financial burden and life safety hazard. Over time, the water on the ceilings could become a life safety hazard if not corrected. At this point, it is actually a severe financial burden, and so my recommendation is to put a 4 on the allegation.
Thank you for reading that out loud, Mr. Leeds. I appreciate that. Collier, where are you at?
I actually concur with Mr. Peter Leeds. And honestly, I must say that I've been doing this for a long time, and this is the first time I've ever stepped into the realm of the upper two levels of this because of, like I said, we both have something that was not addressed in the report that directly has now affected financially and, like Peter pointed out, could potentially have become a safety issue. But it certainly, at this point, has put them out financially and or living in a hotel room certainly doesn't sound fun to any of us. But I think that it's going to be a four. It's the first time I've gone there, so.
All right. I appreciate that.
And this is Mark. I agree and concur. If four, I would agree with what Peter Craig both said. Yes.
And I'm just hoping he had a really, really bad day. That's my thoughts. Inspectors can have days as well, but I just hope this was a bad day, especially since it looks like he's been in business a long time.
All right, gentlemen. I think that's good. Do you have anything else for the record?
Nope.
Any recommendations?
For the record, if the gentleman had a roof section in his report, there would have been a possibility that the leaks were repaired enough where they wouldn't drip. They would be all there as far as downstairs ceilings go. Without a roof inspection in the report, the upstairs ceiling becomes a real problem for me, a real indication that this inspector does not know what he's doing. And as far as recommendations go, this should go well above a letter of concern. I think we should leave it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm going to leave it to the board to determine what disciplinary action would be fitting for this. I think giving it a four, the board will be able to take it from there. So, generally, as far as recommendations go, I only make a recommendation when I feel it's a minor issue and a letter of concern would be fine. Above that, I think I'm going to leave it up to the staff and the board to determine what to do.
Collier, recommendations.
Correct. Same thing. It is not my place to judge, just to give the information.
Mark?
Well, I have a concern. I don't know if this is the right time to bring it up or not. But they mentioned an air conditioned repair that leaked and also ruined, maybe the ceiling or the floor, walls, I'm not sure. So that one is not on the inspector, that's the air conditioned company. If they did something wrong with the unit or the condensate line leaked, that's different than a roof leak, and some homeowners don't understand that. I've been called many times for that. They'll say, can you come over to my house? I have a roof leak. And they want me to just look at the ceiling. And then I look, it's not a house I inspected or they have anything to do with it. They just know I'm an inspector. And I go over, I say, oh, that's your condensate line. That's an air conditioned issue, not a roof leak. And, oh, okay, thank you. I'll call an air conditioning company. So I don't know if that plays into damages or that's not really a... an inspector issue.
But my question would be to you, from what we just established, concluded, and voted on, any recommendations for what we agreed the officer was responsible for? That's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, no, I'm fine and I agree. No other
staff, leave it up to staff?
Correct. Yes.
I think with a four, I think staff can figure it out. I appreciate that, guys. Guys, the last thing I have for you, this is a big one, a motion to end the meeting. Anybody, or you want to hang out?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We adjourn.
Second, Craig Collier.
All right, it is 11:28, and I need you guys to vote on it.
Peter Leeds, aye.
Gotcha.
Craig Collier, aye.
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 Thank you for volunteering your time today. This meeting is dissolved. Over. Goodbye. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Mr. Bosch, I'll get in contact with you. Okay, sir?
Thank you all, gentlemen. I appreciate your time.
All right, have a good one, guys. Thanks for helping out today.